Crude oil is crude. Natural gas is pure. That's why Pennzoil's base oil is made from natural gas, not crude. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil, based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon in San Francisco covering the surprising 2-0 49ers, Tony.
And Tony Kornheiser, stop it. You're there to play free golf.
Okay, it ain't free at Pebble. And by the way, you need to tell your girl, now my best friend, Amanda Baleonis, that winning at Pebble is more important than winning at Papa Shot. You need to say that. You need to explain that.
It's much more important. How'd you do on the par threes? How'd you do on number seven, the downhill, the short par three? How'd you do?
Tapped in for bogey. I did not par it. Bunker, in and out, splashed it, couldn't get up and down.
I envy you tremendously. Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, the Browns are back. Jalen Ramsey wants out. Minka Fitzpatrick gets out. But we begin today with the bell tolling for Eli Manning. The two-time Super Bowl winner has been relieved of command. Rookie Daniel Jones will take over as quarterback for the Giants after an 0-2 start by Eli. Pat Shurmur drafted Jones, and now he's going with Jones, who was a sensation in the exhibition games. Wilbon, is this the right call?
Yeah, Tony, I think it is. And it's just not a time to me. Eli Manning is never a guy to me who needs to be kicked while he's down. And I thought when they declared him like starter for the rest of the season, it's always dumb when people do that, particularly in February, and they come out with a depth chart. Just shut up and see what happens and see how those people play. Eli Manning, like the guys in that class, Ben Roethlisberger, Drew Brees, they're old. They're great. They've won a million Super Bowls between the three of them. It's just time to go. He can't do it anymore. It's evident from the numbers and from the eye test. It's okay, but it's over.
It happens to everybody. It's going to happen to you and me.
That's right.
The Giants stink. They're not going anywhere. In his last 33 starts, Eli Manning is 8-25. So if you want to do this, you can do this. What I would say is that Daniel Jones look great in games that don't matter at all. He's going to get figured out. He's going to get fooled. He's going to get hit. The greatest quarterbacks ever in their first season aren't the greatest quarterbacks ever. That's going to happen. What I like about him is that he was coached in college by the same coach that Eli Manning had, right? So you like the pedigree in that. And the fact that he seems temperamentally suited to this, he hasn't agitated. He said the right things. Maybe this works, but that's a bad team, Mike.
It's a bad team, Tony, and he's not going to be great for a bad team. But maybe, look, it's just time to maybe start anew. I wonder if you think Eli will just be there. I don't see any point. I wouldn't give up anything in some trade situation.
Well, I've got two places
Eli
he could go.
At this point, I wouldn't.
Mike, I've got two places he could go. He could go to New Orleans, his hometown. He could go to the Jets directly across the hall. But I think you would agree with me that he's not going to moan. He's not going to complain. He'll be a good teammate.
He's a consummate pro. He's won two Super Bowls.
That's right. And Daniel Jones could get hurt. People get hurt. I think Eli will be back.
When I heard people saying, and the Eli Manning era is over.
No,
it isn't necessarily.
No.
This guy could be bad and go to the bench. He could get hurt, which we hope is not the case.
That's
but everybody
right.
seems to be getting hurt. Just stop making these proclamations, man. It's a football season. Tony, a week ago, I had felt I had no choice but to scream my lungs out at the Cleveland Browns for being a big, fat disappointment in week one. But last night, the Browns won easily. Even if they don't think they played all that great. They didn't have to, of course, because the opponent was the sorry no-account New York Jets, the team of your youth, who have fallen and cannot get up. So, Tony, was this a case of the Browns being what we were led to believe all offseason, or the simple equivalent of the schedule presenting them with a homecoming opponent?
Do you remember when I just said that the Giants stink?
Yeah.
The Jets stink.
Worse. They stink more.
Yeah, they're terrible. Your boy Trevor Siemian couldn't help him. He was knocked out early. He's out for the whole year. He had completed three passes for 3 yards. That's a very bad team. Look, Odell Beckham looked great. He made the one-handed catch again. He went 6 for 161, so he gets his revenge on Greg Williams. But 23-3, Mike, that's You know, I mean, I don't know that it proves anything for Cleveland.
The great teams, and Cleveland aspires to be a great team, and they may have what it takes to be a great team soon. But the great teams, they know what should happen. And as Chris Rock says, one of my favorite Chris Rockisms is, you don't get special credit for doing what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
They're supposed to beat the hell out of the New York Jets. And the great teams and the great players and the great leaders, they step to the lectern at the end of the game and they go, that doesn't mean anything. We haven't done anything. And even if they don't say it publicly, they say it privately and to each other. This means jack. On to the next week. What does Belichick always say? On to somebody else,
on
right?
Cincinnati.
So the Steelers got a tough schedule. I mean, the Steelers, the Browns.
Let me
have
give
a tough
you their schedule
coming up.
Okay? I'm putting on the glasses because I want to give you their next five games. L.A. Rams at Baltimore Ravens. At 49ers, Seattle Seahawks, at Patriots. They're all 2-0. That's 10-0. So in 5 weeks from now, Mike, you come tell me what you think of the Browns.
We can know.
That's right.
By the way, is it okay if I stay for the Browns at 49ers? Are you good with that?
No.
Ah, come
but that's
on.
Just me. Loudmouth defensive back Jalen Ramsey has demanded a trade from Jacksonville. Ramsey says neither he nor his agent leaked this, but it's out there and he doesn't deny it. This comes on the heels of a sideline argument Ramsey had with head coach Doug Marrone after the coach declined to challenge a 3-yard completion made in front of Ramsey. Wilbon, should the Jaguars trade Ramsey?
They should get him out of there as soon as they get an offer they feel is worthy of the trouble. Unlike Eli Manning, whose career will probably amount to 1,000 times more than loudmouth Jalen Ramsey, who's talented. Who is talented and can play, and he can fetch, I would say, a number one draft pick, although Jacksonville seems delusional right now, thinking they're going to get more than one number one pick. But I would trade him. There's a market out there for him. Other teams know they can put him in their secondary and get some performance because, once again, he's talented. So, yes, they should get rid of him.
So, to that point, I talked with Jason Lockenfor, our friend of CBS Sports, this morning on my podcast. And he said of Ramsey, he's very good. He will get a number one. He might get a number one and a little bit more. One of the reasons you trade him if you're Jacksonville is with Nick Foles going out, you don't really know what you have this year in terms of being a contender. He doesn't like playing zone defense at all. He wants to only play man-to-man. He's said to want to be a wide receiver once in a while, which is what
we
need.
That.
A diva.
Another
DB
diva wide receiver.
And a diva WR. He doesn't get along with the coach and he wants out. So you make a deal and you try. I mean, this one to me is easy.
It is easy.
Because you're not a kid. But once Foles goes out, you don't know what your ceiling is this year. You're not going to realize it this
Tony,
year.
I would open this for bidding. You could have a conference call. And say, everybody who wants in on this dial, 1-800-LOUDMOUTH. And you just start accepting offers for Jalen Ramsey. And by the way, I know he's a loudmouth irritant.
He's
and
good.
If my team, the Chicago Bears, wanted him.
You want him.
Right now,
no,
I would
play.
Take him.
He can play.
There's no question I'd have him.
Well, this is what we talk about every day. We talk about people who are irritants who are talented every day.
Talented irritants. Weren't you known as that early in your career, by the way? We digress.
Come on now.
Tony, we'll end this block.
I was just an irritant. I wasn't talented.
You're talented. We're going to end this block with an NFL trade demand that apparently worked. Miami's second-year safety, Minkah Fitzpatrick, wanted out, and the Dolphins acquiesced. The bigger surprise is the trade partner, the Pittsburgh Steelers, who gave up a number one pick, which could yield an impact player toward the top of the next draft, 2020. Tom, with the Steelers now in need of a quarterback, do you understand this move, particularly for Pittsburgh?
Let me get to Miami first, because I certainly understand it for them.
Yeah.
They are not trying to win. They're trying to get a corner on all the number one picks in the next few years so that if they get it this year and they could get Tua or they could get Justin Herbert, maybe they would do that, or wait till next year and Trevor Lawrence. They are the Philadelphia 76ers. They are cheating their ticket holders. In terms of Pittsburgh, to your point, if Mason Rudolph doesn't work out, if he's not the guy, and you could be looking at a high number one where you might want a quarterback because you don't even know if Roethlisberger's coming back.
Well, Ben says he's
coming back. I know what he
says. I take him at his word.
But he's coming back at 38. You're certainly going to need someone down the road.
Yes.
So to give away a number one seemed a little bit odd to me. What about to you?
Just for the same reasoning. Let's say that Big Ben comes back next year and he has another two terrific seasons for the Pittsburgh Steelers. You still would want to have a guy who by 23 or 24 years old is ready to play, and that guy could come to you through a pick. And by the way, you're not going to be 10-6 in all likelihood, picking toward the bottom in the bottom 7 or 8 of the draft, as the Steelers often do. No, no, no. These are the Steelers of the pre-Terry Bradshaw, where you may be winning a coin flip with somebody, the Bears in that case, and getting your future franchise QB. Why would you give away this pick
now? Okay, well, let's talk to that. Because these are the Steelers, and they don't rebuild. Because in the last 10 years, their record is 103-56-1.
And but they guys, have the quarterback the I whole time, the same reliable
but
guy.
But guys like Mike Tomlin and the ownership, they go, let's win now. We're the Pittsburgh Steelers. So that's why they take a DB, because he's a defensive-minded coach. And they say to themselves, we drafted Mason Rudolph. We're going to win with
we like
what
him.
We've got.
Tony, real quick, they may like him. They may like Rudolph. But the other thing, Tony, the two Steeler great quarterbacks that produced Super Bowls, Terry Bradshaw, Ben Roethlisberger, they were drafted by the Steelers.
Well, so is this kid drafted by the Steelers. Rudolph.
I'm talking about a guy that's a bonus baby at the top of it.
You know what? Tom Brady was drafted 5,004. Let's take a break. Still to come, Wilbon's reporting comes in handy as we decide whether the Niners or the Bills is off to the more promising 2-0 start.
I'm glad you're coming around. Would it be a big upset if Notre Dame beats Georgia between the hedges this weekend?
At Georgia? That would be an enormous
upset.
Georgia.
You know how many times Notre Dame has played between the hedges ever?
I'd say less than one.
Pardon the interruption is brought to you by Lowe's. Hurry in for huge savings. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's.
Time for toss-up. It's a tough matchup for Wilbon, who's not strong on the road. What's first?
Please. Toss-up. Who'll win by more in week 3, the Cowboys or the Patriots?
Okay, so both teams are 2-0. Both teams are playing at home. In their two games so far, the Patriots are plus 73. The Cowboys are plus 78. Both teams are favored, Mike, by more than 20. This hasn't happened in 30 years in the NFL. My choice here, because the Patriots, as good as they look, the Patriots are no longer playing the Dolphins. They're playing the Jets, who stink. But the Cowboys are playing the Dolphins, who are trying to lose. I think it's going to be the Cowboys, because honestly,
no.
I think for their owner, for Jerry Jones, he's going to say, I want you to go out there and beat them senseless.
See, here's what happens when you watch just the red zone.
I do.
Instead of like I did on Sunday, watching at the fabulous San Francisco Sports Club Sports Bar, where I can see every game, where I can sit right in front and watch Bill Belichick, the ruthless scoundrel that he is. Bill Belichick is throwing it with Tom Brady. He's got a Hall of Famer out there with 2 minutes left. I'm surprised that he didn't take a knee to get the ball back. He wants to crush people, and he's going to crush every opponent and not care. He's the most ruthless person in sports, Bill Belichick. That is not the way of the Dallas Cowboys.
In my
Cowboys,
ear, it said I said the Cowboys were plus 78. They're plus 28. I think
you got
they'll
that
make
wrong,
that
didn't
up.
You?
I think they'll make that
no,
up
they're not.
This
no.
week. Next,
Belichick.
Toss up better 2-0 team, the Niners or the Bills?
Both teams are 2-0 on the road so far. The Bills, they haven't beaten anybody good, though. The Bills have beaten the bad Giants and the bad Jets, so that makes them champs of New York State, I guess. The 49ers have beaten the Bucs, and they've beaten the Bengals, who are not going to get even a sniff of the playoffs at this point. My sense is that Josh Allen is not being talked about as much as he should be among the young quarterbacks, because I think he's really good. But I think Garoppolo is better right now. I think the Niners are better right now. And I think Kyle Shanahan knows what he's doing.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Niners narrowly, Tony. I think we're all suspect of the Buffalo Bills, and I'm not sure what they've done to earn it. They've been out of it for a while, but the 49ers haven't been in it much lately. But Garoppolo, I think that there's this agreement so far, even though he hasn't beaten anybody either, that Garoppolo is the better of the two. But I agree with you about Josh
Allen.
Yeah,
he's pretty good.
Of the young quarterbacks, Tony, he's overlooked more consistently than all the
others.
Totally
agree.
I'll give you that.
Next.
Toss up better run after the catch, Najee Harris or Cooper Kupp?
Let's start with Cooper Kupp, the slot receiver for the Rams. This is against the Saints. 5 different Saints contact him on this run. Nobody can bring him down. I believe he scores, but they cheated him, and they put the ball on the one. After that, let's go to Harris, who's a running back for Alabama. 2 members of the South Carolina defense contact him, but he hurdles a guy.
This move right here.
This is a great move, the hurdling. And he's standing up at the end of the run, and he gives it the full Megan Rapinoe at the end of it. He puts his arms out like this. The reason I'm going to say Cup, and you'll probably disagree, is because he did it against pros. He did it against pros.
Okay. Look, I never argue that, because I always argue for pro everything with using that argument.
Yeah.
Tony, that's in the class of Herschel Walker and Bo Jackson. I mean, to get that run, the speed, the balance, the power, and to hurdle a defender like that going down the side, that's Herschel-like, is it not?
That's good. No, it's great. Next.
Last one, toss-up. Who would you rather see win on Saturday, number 7 Notre Dame or number 3 Georgia?
Well, I have to confess, I've got a horse in this race because I'm friendly with Brian Polian, who's a special teams coach at Notre Dame. I think we could at least agree on this, that it would be a bigger story if Notre Dame won, because they're going at Georgia. And Georgia is a terrific team, and Georgia has not lost at home since 2016. Notre Dame in the last 2 games has scored 101 points, and they haven't played the Miami Dolphins. But Georgia scored 118 in their last 2 games and given up only 17. Georgia's really good. Wilbur, I thought you said that SEC teams never play anybody tough non-conference.
Well, good. It's about time. Tony, I like this matchup. Notre Dame has not had a signature road win in a long, long time. Here's how many times Notre Dame has played between the hedges. None. In the history of these 2 programs, going back a long, long time, many decades, never have the Irish gone to between the
tough
hedges.
Tough game.
This is so cool, Tony. You know I have a hard time rooting for Notre Dame.
I
do. I'm just going to watch this and I'm not rooting. I just want to see it. I'm excited about that game.
That's it. Don't feel bad for Wilbon. He's used to this. Let's take one last break still to come. Would the Panthers be wise to rest Cam Newton this weekend?
And can James Harden really expect to win multiple NBA titles?
How about winning one? How about winning one? How about getting close?
Well, he's been close in his career, but he hasn't won one.
Has
Not
he?
Yet.
Really? No, I know he hasn't won. When was he close?
He was in the finals.
With Durant
Oklahoma City.
Yeah, and Westbrook. Not like his team. Not like his team.
No.
Right?
They should have been there, though.
Okay. Happy time, people. Happy 24th birthday, Patrick Mahomes. Mahomes is the wonder boy of the NFL. Last year, his first year as a starter, he won MVP. This year, he's off to a fast start at 2-0 with 7 touchdown passes and no interceptions. In the second quarter on Sunday against the Raiders, Mahomes had 4 touchdown passes and 278 yards in the air. People are talking about how great Lamar Jackson is. On Sunday, they play each other, and we'll see.
That is must-see, Tony. I mean, get off a red zone and find a TV to put on an actual game and watch those 2 play each other.
Maybe I'll go to a sports bar in San Francisco. Happy anniversary, Bill Haller. On this day, 39 years ago, the former Major League umpire got into this wonderful argument with the late Earl Weaver. Let's listen.
Here is the one chance for second grade.
What's that, Earl?
Jeff Dust.
You're full of
you. 10 years and
oh, you're going to be in the Hall of Fame.
You know it.
Why?
You.
The World Series?
You know it.
You're going to be in the Hall of Fame?
You know it. I've won more than I've lost, kid.
I know you haven't, Earl.
Games, count games. You don't even know.
Haller is 84 years old now, and we hope someone sends him this clip and it brings a smile to his face. What makes me laugh is the huge disparity in height between Weaver and Haller. This is right out of the Bad News Bears.
Like I had the chance to as a young sports writer, don't you feel honored that we had the chance to be around Earl Weaver as much as we were?
100%. I mean, total character. Happy trails, Cam Newton. The Panthers have listed Newton as questionable for Sunday's game at Arizona after he re-aggravated his sprained left foot. GM Marty Herney doesn't know the extent of the injury, but concedes there's no timetable for Newton's return, and he has missed 5 straight days of practice. It's curious that the 2 biggest, strongest quarterbacks, Ben Roethlisberger and Cam Newton, are both looking at vulnerability right now, Mike.
You could throw luck in there in terms of size or near it, Tony, and every quarterback except the Golden Boy Tom Brady seems physically vulnerable right now. You're watching games like this, hoping not to see another quarterback go down.
One correction, Drew Brees was not in the 2004 draft class.
No, he
was. With Big Ben and Eli Manning and Phillip Rivers.
Phillip Rivers was.
Brees was drafted in 2001, and he is going ahead with surgery on his thumb tomorrow. We have no idea how long he's out, but he's out for a while. Let's go to the big finish. James Harden tells Bleacher Report that he wants multiple championships. So what are his chances?
Tony, the West is so loaded. As great as Harden is, it's just hard to see. It's hard to see one right now. Offensive holding penalties are up 66% through last season, over last season through two games. Your thoughts?
Smarter people than I have told me the defensive coaches have wanted this for a long time because they believe teams are told to just hold. So this is a victory for defense in the NFL. Anthony Rizzo is in a walking boot with an ankle sprain. Is that a big deal, Mr. Cub?
Not right now. The Cubs are scoring historically without him, but we're going to need him in the playoffs if we can get there. We want Rizzo. The NBA is proposing a $10 million fine for tampering. Will that end the problem?
No, of course not. They're signing players who are worth $300 and $400 million. $10 million compared to... If you can get Kevin Durant, you think $10 million matters? Stop it. Last one, Nats at Cardinals tonight. Oh, who you got?
The Cubs can gain ground on either one and get to the playoffs. I want the Cardinals to lose. I want the division title. So I need your help in beating the hated Cardinals.
Good.
Help a brother out.
And get us a bullpen. We're out of time. We'll try and do better the next time. And I'm Tony Kornheiser.
I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, Knuckleheads. You can watch the PTI every day on ESPN. Steph Curry. Thank you.
Joe House.